Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin. So we're talking about living the best day of your life. And if you were to live like this was the best day of your life, what would it look like? And how, as importantly, if not more importantly, how would you be? If you were to live the best day of your life, what would it look like? And how would you be? How would you be different? If you right now awoke to the idea or were aware of this idea of I am creating today to be the best day of my life, what would change? If you were aware of that, if that was an intention, if that was a deliberate creation, what would be different? How would you be different? What would you say yes to? What would you say no to? What would you not tolerate anymore? What would you be willing to tolerate more of? Perhaps you'd be willing to be more afraid to take more risks. Perhaps you would say no to things that just don't serve you anymore and you don't want in your life anymore. You know, what would you care about? What wouldn't you care about? And what would be different? This came from a client. This audio came from a client's share with me this morning when I got up. And he's a fellow coach who I'm working with to help him build his practice. He's a phenomenal man. So our work is around being present, creating himself, creating an identity that matches the desires that he has for his life. I'm going to dive a bit more into that in a minute, but essentially that's our work. To be honest, that's majority of my work as a coach. And he said to me he'd had some rejection in his business. So he'd had some people say no to working with him. And he said to me, the exact words were, I'm trying hard not to feel sorry for myself. I'm trying hard not to feel sorry for myself. There are times in life, I think, for me, I'm sure for you listening, that we have experiences where we're just hard on ourselves. We try not to be, but we are being hard on ourselves. Life feels a bit difficult. Life feels challenging. It feels like life's against us, like it's pushing back and there's some resistance. And that's okay. That's natural. That's normal. It doesn't go the way that we think it's going to go. So things get a bit more challenging. And we start to look for the fault. You know, the ego will look for the fault. It will look for the blame. And often that's on ourselves. And what that can do is it can create a sense of being a victim. It can create this sense of kind of victimhood in us. The thing that tends to disappear when we're stuck in that kind of idea of being a victim is the awareness that we are being a victim. The thing that disappears is the choice to stop living as a victim and stop living in that mindset of being a victim and to kind of become an owner. And in some ways, I think, and in many ways, I think, and I experienced this in myself, I experienced this in others, there's a desire to stay as a victim. We might even know that it's like, this isn't serving me. And I know there's another way, but there's this sense of, I want to experience this. I want to stay as this victim. I want to be here. And often I think that's because we don't want to really understand our true power, our true nature. And that's a trick of the ego. And this is majority of work with my clients, right? This is really where the rubber meets the road. So what tends to happen is we create something that we want, and this is all part of living your best day. And really an extension of that is living your best life. And as you will know, that's my work with clients and having them live their best life and to know and to be able to say, yeah, I'm living my best life. It's for me, a beautiful thing. It's a rare thing. And this is the majority of work of my clients. Now, the work where the rubber meets the road here and where the work really is when we have a desire that we hold or that we have, and it may be something that comes through us. It might be something we're really aware of. We have a desire and something that they want in their life. And where the rubber meets the road, where the real work is, and where I work with clients, is on creating that person to be the person, to create the identity that is able and willing to create what it is that they want. So if we don't change the identity, if we don't change So like my client, if he stays in that space forever, what happens is he becomes the person that blames himself. He is being the person that blames himself and gets the same results that he's always got. We're not going to do that for him. We had a great share this morning, but what we're trying to create him as is the person who is open, willing, and able to create what it is that he wants to create. Even though sometimes you'll have experience of being a victim of life, it will sometimes feel challenging, it will sometimes be difficult. And when we're stuck in that kind of victim place, we miss and we become unaware. This is what I want to draw your attention to. When we are unaware of something, when we're unaware that there's a choice that I can create myself to be whoever I want to be in this moment to get what it is that I want. If we're unaware of that, if we're not aware of it, it's innocent, right? That's one of the things that I want to make you really aware of. Like there's an innocence to this. If I am unaware that I have choice in this moment, I innocently keep doing what I've always done and the identity doesn't shift. So what we want to do now in this moment as we're speaking is draw focus to, I always have choice and I make decisions based on that choice or not choice. The decision is always being made. So there's a choice between continuing being a victim and being an owner. It doesn't always feel easy, of course, but it is simple. And that's where we want to be looking. That's why this live and this audio is here, to have you look at where does the rubber really meet the road? Where is it that your life goes from like possibility and knowing what it is that you want to not feeling like you can have it? That's where we want to be looking. That's where we need to be looking. That's where we recreate you as the person who can have what they want. Sometimes that involves being uncomfortable. It involves creating comfort with discomfort. It might be you've got to relate differently to your fears, to your worries, to your insecurities. It might mean you've got to let go and be really willing to give people the freedom to think that you're not good enough, to think that, you know, you're different and that you might be crazy for doing what it is that you're doing. I know I had that as I was growing my business. So my invitation to you is to consider if this was the best day of your life. What would it look like? What would it and you look like? How would you be different? And this is what I wanted to share, you know, to share this with a wider audience. You know, this is the piece here for me that I'm about to share. The most important thing I can really ever say to someone, I think, in my work and in my life is to draw attention to, right? And this is the piece. It's like drawing attention to being aware. Are you living your best life? Are you excited by life? Are you enjoying your life? Or are you holding back and you feeling stuck and you're living in resistance? I really want to draw attention to that because it's that awareness that has choice appear. It has the energy of choice appear. And then we can direct that energy wherever we want to direct it consciously. Otherwise, we have this energy and it just habitually recreates itself one day after another and every day looks the same. So the question is, where do you want to redirect that energy? If you have an awareness of, no, I'm not happy in where my life is at, what is it that I want to be different? We then have insight and ideas around where to direct that energy. We get to interrupt the pattern and just decide how your life will be different. And that's really the first step. It's like I said, this whole audio and this whole video is about kind of consciously deciding, if today was the best day of my life, what would it look like and who would I be? And this can sound like a really ideal question, right? It's like we can flippantly ask this question. Now, what would it be like if you were living your best day? But I really want this to be something that you slow down with and reflect on. If this really was going to be the best day of your life. And it's a chance for us to really reflect on, where am I at in my life right now? How do I feel about my life and myself? Well, how do I see myself in my life? Am I content? Am I stuck? Am I fulfilled? Am I excited by life? Or am I fed up? You get a real picture of where you're at. And included within that, you start then able to see what it is that you really want. What are my desires? What is it that I want to create with my life? What am I holding back on? That gives direction and then action. And then what we can do is, when you're ready and when you're willing, is to recreate and the identity that's required in order for you to receive what it is that you want. And an example of that, I'm going to have to make something up on the spot here, and I can refer to myself. So as an example, let's choose my business, for example, when I first started my business, I really didn't see myself as somebody who could be self-employed, who could receive the income that I wanted to receive, who could serve in the way that I wanted to serve. I wouldn't even really have been able to do this video or this audio, because it would have felt too uncomfortable. I'd have been too worried about people judging me and people, what people might say, right? And then that would stop me. Or even if it didn't stop me, I'd be so petrified that it would really show up in my audio. And that's okay. But this is the difference. Whereas now I've been working hard with my coaches and with myself on creating myself as somebody who is willing to give people the freedom to think whatever they want about me, to really give people the freedom to think whatever they want about me, to ask for what I want to ask, to create what I want to create, to live beyond what I believe is possible, and do the work on myself that allows for that, to relinquish any judgment I have about myself, to relinquish anything that holds me back, to then create myself as somebody who is allowed and willing and able to create what they want to create. And this is the work I do with my clients. This is the most important piece. Creating yourself as somebody who is able, willing, and aware enough to create what you want to create, to live outside of the realms of what you currently believe is possible. It doesn't mean you've got to live in the impossible. It just means you've got to create that the impossible is possible by looking at yourself and creating yourself as somebody who sees that, who knows that. Just like my client being hard on himself. Who does he need to be in order to keep going, to continue, to forgive himself for believing that he shouldn't be frustrated sometimes and allow himself to have whatever it is that he wants to have? As always, my door is open to those people who are ready and willing to look at really where they are in their life, to those that have an idea and an understanding of what it is that they want to create and they're ready to become the person who creates it. That's the juice. That's the work. For me, that's where life really comes alive. So I hope this has given you guys some insight and some ideas around just slowing down and considering if today was the best day of my life, what it is, what is it? How would I be different? And how would my life be different? How would my day be different? What would I let go of? What would I do more of? Like, really consider that, not just have it be something that's a nice invitation, but just like, really, what is it if this today was the best day? And then in addition to that, and are you living your best life? Can you honestly say that you're living your best life? And if the answer is no, slow down and look at why. Why? And what is it that you want? Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.